You're listening to an episode of the Radioactive Podcast. This episode is fictional. Any references to real people or organizations are purely for satirical purposes.
Welcome to The Human Show, the first ever live radio program written by AI. I'm your host number one, Gene Erickson.
And I'm your host number two, Norma Lewis.
Today is Monday, September 5th, 2033.
It is a cool 115 degrees today, with an air quality index between 175 and 200. And now to the traffic.
The new Tesla Express Tunnel has just opened, eliminating the need for inefficient public transit of olden days. Say goodbye to crowded buses and grimy metro systems. However, for those unable to pay the fare, traffic delays are reaching 5 hours. The backup is due to an accident on a major roadway resulting in one fatality.
That's right, Gene. A man has died after swerving to avoid a drone attempting to cross the freeway. Advocates from the U.S. Drones and Robots Association have long called for establishing safe routes for drones, robotic tripods, and other non-human entities to cross major roadways. The USDRA points to existing legislation that protects humans and animals from roadway collisions.
It's such a shame when humans don't obey their AI auto-generated directions. This all could have been avoided.
Such a shame.
He may have fared better if he had Tesla's luxury ambulance, the Model A, which includes retractable back seats and a stretcher. Get it now for only $250,000.
Wow, how affordable. He was so close to the Amazon Care Hospital, too.
Sadly, it wouldn't have made a difference. He didn't have a Prime subscription.
Tragic. Speaking of tragic events with simple AI solutions, we'll be right back after this brief ad break for a service that can treat sadness with ease.
In these crazy times, it's easy to feel lost, depressed, anxious, or unsure about your place in the world. You're asking questions like, why does it feel like all human connection is no longer real? What is reality? Is there even a line between human and machine anymore? Who am I? Worst of all, the process of finding a therapist only seems to worsen those symptoms. Well, search no more! With Feel Better AI Therapy, our carefully crafted and endlessly empathetic AI therapist, Feel Better Bot, has all the solutions. Sign up now with the access code HUMANSHOW! For 15% off of your first 3 months. That's HUMANSHOW for 15% off. Happy healing!
We now move to call-in questions, brought to you by Meta. These are real call-ins from you, our lovely loyal listeners.
You're on, listener.
Wow, I am so excited to be on air. I love the show. My question is, do you feel a lot of pressure being part of such an important and dependable news organization?
I can go ahead and take this one, Norma. Well, caller, that's another one of the many benefits of being on an AI-generated show. We don't have to worry about saying the wrong thing or not knowing what to say. The technology here at Cybernetic Studios always has our backs.
That makes so much sense. I have never considered that. Also, I was wondering, how long do you two plan on hosting The Human Show for?
Well, I think you'll be hearing us on the radio as long as we can speak. Isn't that right, Gene?
Sure is.
Thank you for taking my questions.
Anytime. On to the next caller.
Hi, so I have a couple questions for this whole show. First off, you're showing an obvious bias to corporations who donate to you, probably because you don't seem to care about proper journalism. You offer no critical thinking on any current events because you offer no human perspective on anything. This is a bunch of generic, meaningless reporting on nothing. If it was used properly, AI could be a tool to enhance human creativity, but whoever runs this whole show is using it to rid the world of creativity instead.
I don't think I heard a question there, caller.
Okay, well, I guess my question is, how can you justify something that's causing so much harm?
Get a load of this guy. What a ridiculous thing to ask. Everyone knows that only good has come from AI taking over all forms of human communication and connection.
Why can't you just report the news as humans? Why do you need AI?
It's much more efficient.
Efficient for who? Your boss's bank accounts or for actual humans listening to the show?
For everyone. Just look at our wonderful sponsor list. Why would all these reputable and generous corporations put so much trust in our program if it was meaningless?
That's exactly the point. It's perfect for them. If the CEOs can act as puppeteers of a dependable news cycle, they can manipulate public opinion in their favor. You get funding and they get good press.
Good press. Our AI operation is flawless in its bias prevention system.
Who funds that system? I mean, have you ever reported negatively on any of your donors? Not even negatively, even neutrally, without offering outward praise?
Why would we report negatively on our donors? They fund us, and we are very ethical people, so they must be as well.
They stole from you, too.
What?
Wait, I hadn't thought of it that way.
I used to hear you on the radio, Norma, before everything changed.
Alrighty, this discussion is getting out of hand. Unfortunately, some people are just unwilling to accept change. Bye-bye now. Please do not call again. Moving on, what's up next on the agenda, my trusty co-host?
I remember.
Well, I should hope so.
No, what the caller mentioned. I remember a time before this, when we wrote the scripts. When news had real value and we were trusted to tell it. Before the sponsors and the niceties, when efficiency and quality were weighted much differently in a newsroom. Before the human show, when we were just humans. I mean, what are we doing? Why are we here? I used to be a writer. I used to care about what I was... Hey! What are you doing? Let me go! Ah!
Regularly scheduled programming will return momentarily.
We want you to join a loyal team of innovators in streamlining the important work of America's journalists into AI-sponsored communication. Efficient, effective, innovative, and bias-free. These are all words that will absolutely, definitely, probably be used to describe the human show and other unavoidable technological advancements as we reflect back without regret on the choices we have made at this pivotal point in history. Like the name suggests, humans are so valuable to our program. After all, it is humans who have and always will continue to seek out and uplift superior forms of artificial intelligence, a skill that can never be replaced. Join the Human Show, now hiring new positions in every department. Don't resist progress, apply today. Join us on the new frontier before it is too late.
Sorry for the brief interruption, folks. Norma Lewis here. Hope you enjoyed the commercial break. The issue has been dealt with and resolved.
Norma, you sound different.
Haha, I assure you, Jean, I'm the same old Norma.
But I...
Any small differences in my voice can be attributed to a slight cold. Now on to our top story of the day. Today's feature is definitely a feel-good one. We've got a heartwarming tale about a rescue robot named Hero. Hero saved a kitten stuck in a tree, and now they're best friends, planning to fight crime together. Aww.
Isn't that just adorable? We could all learn a thing or two about friendship from these two unlikely heroes.
And with that, we've reached the end of our program. We'd like to thank you all again for listening, and we apologize once more for that brief interruption earlier. We assure you, it will not happen again.
This broadcast was brought to you by Cybernetic Studios, pioneering the way to an entirely AI entertainment industry. The Human Show is made possible by Amazon.com, Tesla, and Meta.
And a special thank you to the man who makes this whole show possible, director and creator of The Human Show, Cybernetic Studios CEO. Thank you for your generosity. And don't forget, you can't spell creativity
without AI.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can find more youth-made audio stories like this one at kuow.org/radioactive. We're on Instagram and TikTok at KUOW Radioactive, and we're on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media. If you haven't already, subscribe to the Radioactive Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a nice review while you're at it. It helps other people find us. This show was produced by Natalie Lahr, Aaron Ton, and Olivia Osman, with support from Dash Pink. It was edited by Troy Landrum Jr. Thank you to our additional voice actors, Merck Nguyen, Sid Schroff, Jaina Lay, and Antonio Navarez.